Listening to KDAC 102.5, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh, and coming up next is a KDAC session detailing some exciting upcoming events in Mandan. If you like what you hear, you can go to our website, kdacfm.org, to listen to more KDAC sessions. Joining me in studio today, we have two guests. First, Ellen Huber, Business Development Director and as well as Communications Director for the City of Mandan. Nathan Schneider, Director of Business Development for Bismarck Mandan Development Association. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So we're here to talk about two things, but we're going to hit them because one happens earlier than the other. We'll hit it in chronological order. First is the Business Startup 101. This is the sixth annual, correct?
That's right.
And so can you tell me exactly what this is? It's been happening for 6 years, but some people still may not know about it.
Well, basically, the workshop brings together resource people that can help folks getting started in business, and then always with an entrepreneurial panel discussion, who are the folks who have actually started businesses and are running businesses in our community, and they can provide tips and insights, lessons learned, things they would do differently if they were going to do over again, or secrets to their success. And so that's kind of the inspiration piece of the workshop.
And so when you said there's going to be panels, there'll be panel discussions. Is it just current business owners, or is it people who have experience in helping people create businesses?
The first segment is a little like speed dating. We bring in resource people, and they each have about 5 to 7 minutes to talk about the services that they offer to someone starting a business. So we'll have Lexi Presler from the Idea Center talking about really kind of how they vet somebody entering the business planning process. We have Nancy Krogan-Abel with the Small Business Development Center, and her specialty is really putting together the financial projections for businesses that they need when getting bank financing. Brent Ekstrom from the Lewis and Clark Development Group will be there, and they have different revolving loan pools that are very helpful in the financing process. And similarly, we'll have Roxy Flieger with Dakota Business, and they have some really more microloan programs that are really for particularly small business. And so we'll have that lineup, and then we'll kick off into the panel discussion with our entrepreneurs.
The resource panel is really a lot of those resources that if you've ever sat back and thought, I want to start a business, but I'm not really sure how or where to start. These are the folks that are really there to help you get started, to help you kick that business off. Whether it's financing or helping you write a business plan or helping you put together financial projections or licensing with the state or any of those things, they're the ones, they're the experts that really deal with a lot of those things.
Yeah, in starting a business and really in doing a lot of things, from the outside, it doesn't look like there's as much to do, but there's really a lot of things that happen in the background as far as licensing and everything that you need to do in order to start a business.
Right.
That people might not know about. So this seems like a good place to go to start to learn about some of those things.
Nathan and I will talk a little bit about some of the locally available programs, things like Renaissance Zone or Storefront Improvement if they're buying real estate, but even just how to get information on available properties or market data if they're needing that for their business plan. So we'll share the resources that we offer in each of our offices too.
And that's where that entrepreneurial panel might come in handy too, is those folks, it's a cross section of industries. And so they'll have knowledge in whether it's starting a restaurant or starting a brewery or starting a manufacturing company, you know, that they have the background, the knowledge, and they can really help in those areas. There's a lot of different licensing and a lot of different things that you need to go through, especially when it comes to food and food preparation. And they're good resources for that.
Business Startup 101, that's the event, the sixth annual, happening Tuesday, September 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Harvest Events 308 West Main Street in Mandan. Ellen Huber, Business Development and Communications Director for the City of Mandan, along with Nathan Schneider, Director of Business Development for the Bismarck Mandan Development Association. My name is Josh. Joining me here on KDAC 102.5 FM. Is there anything else about this Business Startup 101 event that we're missing?
We would encourage folks to sign up in advance so we can make sure we have enough information packets to prepared for everyone who's there. They're chock full of guides on how to write a business plan, how to register with the Secretary of State's office. Those kinds of resource materials will be in those packets. And then I would just say also, you know, it can be for folks who are in business too and maybe just want to strengthen an area of their business. So one of the folks that we have there is with Pivotal Edge, Jay Beyer. And so he is, you know, he's the an inventor type who has made the better widget. And he's also involved in exporting. So he brings that particular expertise. And then we have Colton Schultz with Grand Junction Grilled Subs. And I think Colton is just amazing at social media marketing. So that could be applied to other types of businesses too. Others in the lineup are Dylan and Hannah Schaefer, who recently opened Dialectic Brewing. And then additionally, who am I forgetting, Nathan? We've got one more in there.
Randy Roan.
Randy Roan, there we go. And Randy has opened a variety of businesses in Mandan and elsewhere. He has the Little Caesars pizza franchises, Dickie's Barbecue franchise, now in the midst of Big O Tires. So anybody looking at franchise concepts in particular, Randy would be a great person to visit with.
Yeah, so like you said, Nathan, there's a wide variety of industries coming into this event.
The other thing I would mention is to just to calm the fears of folks that are interested in attending. It's a lot like drinking from a fire hose at this event. These folks are going to have 5 minutes to throw a boatload of information at you. But don't be scared off by that. Don't worry about having to remember all that stuff. There's not going to be a test at the end. It's mine and Ellen's job to remember the programs and to remember the information, not the attendees. And so it's really about putting a face with a name. So that when it comes time to start looking into these programs to help with these entrepreneurs starting their business, that they have that knowledge of those folks.
Right. And after the panels and presentations, there's a social hour, a networking time. So if you're wanting to talk to someone more than you were able to in just their short amount of time that they were up in front of you, you have more time to do that as well.
Right. And you can have a little more private discussion too. So some of those questions we recognize that people may not want to ask publicly for various reasons. And so the social will just be a fun connecting time.
And when and where, once again, it's the Business Startup 101, Tuesday, September 25th, 6 to 9 p.m. Harvest Events, 308 West Main Street in Mandan. The second event that we have you here to talk about, Ellen Huber and Nathan Schneider, my name is Josh Haugen, is the Business Pitch Challenge, and this is the first of its kind in Mandan. But how would you describe it? What would you liken it to?
Well, this really was born out of an idea that happens really not just here. This is not an event that's just unique to Mandan. These are events that are really happening around the country, but it's really a kind of a scaled down Shark Tank. So if you're familiar with the TV show Shark Tank, an entrepreneur, an inventor comes out, pitches their idea to a group of fairly wealthy investors. We're probably not going to have that type of level of investors at our event, but an opportunity for folks to pitch their business idea to a group of panel of judges, with a winner coming out at the end with a fairly substantial prize package that me and Ellen have really worked hard to put together.
So what are some of those prizes, if they can be divulged now?
Absolutely. Well, the biggest prize is a $10,000 forgivable loan from the Mandan Growth Fund. And so with this one, the winner, if they open a business in Mandan by December 31st of 2019, they would receive that $10,000, and then they would not have to pay that back as long as they keep the business running and don't relocate it to another community. But some of the other cool prizes, $500 cash prize for the first place winner coming from Starian Bank and Gate City Bank. Second place gets a $200 cash prize from View Community Credit Union. That first place package has a lot of items in it, like legal and accounting consultations and advertising packages too, that even I think there's some printing and promotional materials in that package. And even the National Day Calendar came aboard last week and is offering online advertising to all four of the finalists, $3,000 worth of online advertising. So some really great prizes that I think will be very useful.
Right. Some very useful things that would be helpful to someone trying to get their business up and off the ground, even if this is the first time that they're bringing it into the public light. There's something I want to go back to, and it was the opening the business within Mandan. And while that is one of the few requirements of you participating in this and winning this, the radius is a little wider, correct?
That's right. So it's Mandan and then a 10-mile radius within Morton County, because we do recognize that some types of businesses are better located on the fringes of a city. And so it's open to any idea. It can be it could be creating that new widget. It could be retail or service-oriented, tech-oriented. We're looking for concepts that are innovative, but also that fit Mandan. So identifying how does the business help to either address a problem, a need, or an opportunity that they see in the community. And then we're also looking for how will the prize package, how will they use it?
And Nathan, you touched on this a little bit already, and that is the comparison of it to the TV show Shark Tank, and they're talking in front of these five investors who are uber rich. And while that may not necessarily happen here, there is the possibility, and again, you can't guarantee this will happen, but there is the possibility that someone might meet an investor that has an interest in helping them along the way.
We sure hope so. And if there's, you know, if there's folks out there that are listening right now that are interested in investing in a business, you know, and thinking about, you know, how do I invest in that next great thing? Certainly you're welcome to attend. It's open to the public. And so you're more than welcome to attend the event. You don't have to disclose that you're there looking to invest in a company, but certainly you can listen to the pitches, you can watch the pitches. We're having a social at this event as well after, so you have an opportunity to talk to some of those participants afterwards, but certainly available to contact them after the event as well if you're interested. That would be an awesome thing to have happen to get someone to invest in a business.
And so there is a process to entering into this. It's kind of a two-step process. You have the date where entries are due October 1st, and then the actual event, which is held Tuesday, November 13th at 5 p.m. But can you go a little more in-depth into the process than I did, just naming the dates?
Sure. So it's a written application to be submitted by the 1st of October. And from there, a selection committee will pick four finalists. And those four finalists are all going to receive coaching by the Idea Center in that time between October 1st and November 13th to help them fine-tune their presentation and make it the best it can be when they're in front of the judges and the public. So I think that coaching in and of itself for all the finalists is another really big benefit to the process.
You can go to find the application, you can go on to the City of Mandan's website, cityofmandan.com/register, I believe, to find the application. Don't be scared off by the application. It's a fillable PDF. It's pretty straightforward, pretty self-explanatory. We're looking again for some innovative, creative things that fit within the City of Mandan. So by all means, if you have any interest, if there's ever a thought that's crossed your mind that, hey, I'd like to do this, certainly go on the website and register. We're, you know, like Ellen said, there's going to be some coaching. So if you've ever thought, well, I have this idea, but I don't know how I would present it, we have some folks that can help coach you. We got almost a month and a half to help put together a presentation for you to pitch it.
Nathan Schneider, Director of Business Development for the Bismarck Mandan Development Association, and Ellen Huber, Business Development and Communications Director for the City of Mandan, joining me, Josh Haugen, in studio at KDAC 102.5 FM. We're talking about the Business Pitch Challenge that is happening just coming up very soon. Entries due October 1st. Where can people go to find that entry form again?
cityofmandan.com/businesspitch has all of the application information, and then also anyone who just wants to attend the event and take it in, cityofmandan.com/register. As far as attending the event, the public will be able to see the presentations from the finalists. Plus, we have a really great keynote speaker.
Yeah, we're bringing in a guy named Scott Bintz. If any of you are familiar with truck accessories, online truck accessory sales, he owned realtruck.com. He's recently just sold it. We're bringing him in. He's an author of a book called Principles of Fortune, a really great book, really gets into how he built a culture within his organization, talking about when customers would come through the door, they'd have like a celebrity welcome. They'd, you know, throw confetti and yell and shout and holler and really trying to build that culture within his organization. He took this thing from nothing, from a startup to selling it for seven digits. So really, really cool guy. I mean, he's going to give an incredible talk.
The event is taking place Tuesday, November 13th. Doors open at 5 p.m. at the Strawberry Theater, 210 West Main Street in Mandan. This, as well as the Business Startup 101 event, are both free and open to the public, but you do encourage people to register so you can get a head count.
We want to make sure we have enough, you know, food and beverages at the socials and enough informational materials and enough seats for everyone and that type of thing. So we just ask them to help us out by registering in advance.
So you mentioned the keynote speaker. There's another social network time after this event as well. So some more time to get to know those people, just as the business startup. As I said before, is there anything that we've missed on the business pitch challenge?
One thing I would like to mention is I want to thank our sponsors for helping us put this stuff together. I think we have 22 or 23 sponsors that have really helped us put this together. The Mandan Economic Opportunity and Prosperity Committee, this is really what these two events have come out of that committee. So the members of that committee, I'd like to thank them as well.
Yeah, that committee is just a tremendous asset to Nathan and I in helping to identify areas in our community where we need to be providing more information and outreach to help foster new businesses and strengthen the businesses we have. So they're just a great source of advice. And the other thing I would point out on this business pitch competition is it too can be a team approach. And so partners can come together. There just needs to be a team leader, but they're not really limited to the number of partners that can be involved in the process.
All right. Well, I'm going to hit the listeners with the dates for both events again, so just so you don't forget. Business Startup 101, Tuesday, September 25th, 6 to 9 p.m. That's at Harvest Events, 308 West Main Street in Mandan. People can go where to find out more about that one?
cityofmandan.com/register.
And the other one we've been talking about today, Business Pitch Challenge. Entries are due October 1st. That's a Monday. Event is held Tuesday, November 13th. Doors opening at 5 p.m. at Strawberry Theater, 210 West Main Street in Mandan, and the website for that one.
That one for the application information is cityofmandan.com/businesspitch. And then for anybody wanting to attend the competition on November 13th, cityofmandan.com/register.
Okay, Ellen Huber, Nathan Schneider, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.